Yeah, of course, because, you know, we screwed up a big part of our season in the league. And ironically, where we're finishing in the cup final, if someone had said that at the start of the year, they'd snap their hands off. But it's weird how we've kind of got there. Fantastic form in the first half of the season, and then no form, but good cup form. And our focus shifted. And but I'm so pleased for our fans. It's been another, you know, Crystal Palace fans should pinch themselves. And I'm not talking about me or what we've done this year. I'm talking about a fourth year in the Premiership, new ownership in terms of finance, Steve on the rudder, Parrish, who's done such a fabulous job here, and a good team that we can build on, and a cup final. So some of the rhetoric and some of the social media needs to just calm down a little bit and remember where we are. And fantastic, I think.
Today, though, was about the second half for you.
Yeah.
And was it partly because of the Kabai injury, or would you have made those changes anyway?
I think the changes were not significant, if I'm honest. It was just our attitude and our application second half was more Crystal Palace. There's a DNA at this football club that's been here since I played, and that is to have energy, commitment, tackle harder, run faster than the other team, and then hope you have a little bit of quality here and there to win the game. And in today, Bolasie and Gao's second half were almost unplayable, and we give them a platform to do that.
It's been a difficult season for Dwight Gayle for many reasons. A good day for him to score a couple of goals.
I said to him at half-time, before he got the goals, that I thought he was our best player. He was showing an attitude to the rest of them that wanted to play in a cup final. Maybe one or two of them thought they're definitely going to get picked. So he's made a nice claim for a position in that team. As you say, he's had an up-and-down year of injuries and the form of the team in the first half. He's had limited time. We had an issue with his contract that we had to resolve. But we always knew that he gets goals, and you don't want to lose goal scorers.
Finally, for me, your contract. I know that maybe we made a bit more about it than we might have done in terms of whether you'd be signing or not. I guess what you were trying to say is if Palace got relegated, maybe the club wouldn't necessarily want to keep you. But now...
Well, I just thought it was... You know, look, it can get all dressed up in all different ways, but it wasn't a lack of commitment from me. It was just being honourable to the club. You can sign a new contract and go down. That don't make any sense, does it? So I try to just say that. My commitment to this football club is not to be doubted. And it'd be a pleasure to be manager next year.
Is it a sense of relief today, though, Alan? You know, it's all very well saying, oh, it looks as if we're going to stay up, but actually get it
yeah,
done.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. And as I said, the Norwich game, a little bit, I was a little bit, oh, thank goodness for that. And I think we played like that first half. All of us. Because, you know, you have to remember, if you look at the clubs who are trying to get out of it, Newcastle, Sunderland, Aston Villa and Norwich, they're big clubs, they're proper teams, some of them, they're good teams. Sunderland is a very, very good team at the minute. So, you know, you can't take things for granted. And until it's done, it is a bit of a relief. The timing of that Norwich result wasn't ideal. Second half, we knocked it out of us and we were much better.
Did you have to say something at half-time? Say, come on, it's not done yet. At half-time?
It was a little bit better than that, but yeah, one of those lines, yeah.
You think I do quite well?
Yeah, you've done right there, yeah. You get a job, you know.
I mean, also, the game itself, sometimes you can talk about tactics and you know, you can set things up, but it comes down to instance. Great free kick, but then Arnautovic misses a great chance at the end.
Yeah, of course, they had a big chance at the end, and you know the margins in this division are tight, and we've lost games in them moments. Today, the moments went our way. I'm not saying we were brilliant today, but I thought we were very good second half, as good as we was at Watford in the final, and it was fortunate for us that we had Gailey on the pitch to get the goals.